as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host, Dr. Jana Schmidt, naturopath and herbalist. Thank you so much for listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio. Remember to tell all your freedom friends they can find us live via recorded podcast at America Out Loud Talk Radio and on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora networks. I have an awesome show for you today, but first I want to encourage you that no matter what your situation, a strong mind and body are powerful resources. I'm here to help equip and encourage you with the health tools that create and maintain strong minds and strong bodies to keep you grounded and flourishing in this hectic, hectic world. Each week, I'll share a new health tip with you. Something you can utilize to build strong, healthy lifestyles. Tips that are practical and easy to implement. And today, following the health tip, I'll have a very special guest. So let's get right to it. It's time to empower you with today's health tip. Because, after all, knowledge is power. Our educational health tip for today focuses on garlic. Yes, I said garlic. It's not just a tasty addition to our pasta dishes. It is a savory and pungent and irresistibly tasty, yes, but has also been long delighting taste buds with its bright, aromatic punch of flavor. And this small root vegetable belongs to the onion family. And it adds depth and dimension to more dishes than anyone has time to name. Garlic comes from an edible plant, and we typically cook with the small clove inside the bulb of the plant. Now, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, garlic is among the oldest known horticultural crops. There's clear historic evidence for its use by the Babylonians 4,500 years ago. Researchers have found references to garlic in both Egyptian and Indian cultures dating back 5,000 years. Garlic was used in Egypt and has been used since ancient times and was highly revered for its life-giving properties and, we know, intense flavor. It's discovered in the ancient tomb of King Tut, garlic. It was there to protect the pharaoh's body. Egyptians also believed strongly that it would protect them. They would chew it, the cloves of garlic, before they would go on a journey walking in the night to shield them from misfortune. And in addition to protection, the ancient Egyptians believed that garlic would provide strength, and cloves of garlic were fed to the builders of the pyramids to increase their endurance. Amazing. Garlic is mentioned in the Bible in Numbers 11:5. It states, "We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, and garlic." This was during one of the most interesting times when the Hebrews had escaped Egypt, and among some of the complaints they said to Moses was that they longed for the comforts of home, like garlic. I get it. I would miss garlic too if I couldn't have it. Now the Vikings and the Phoenicians packed garlic in sea chests for long voyages. And during World War II, garlic was given to wounded soldiers. It was known as Russian penicillin. Greek athletes would take copious amounts of garlic before competition, and Greek soldiers would consume garlic before going into battle. And Roman soldiers ate garlic to inspire them and give them courage. Because the Roman generals believed that garlic gave their armies courage, they planted fields of garlic in countries where they conquered them, believing that courage was transferred to the battlefield. And there's an old Welsh saying, "Eat leeks in March and garlic in May, and the rest of your year, your doctor can play." I like that one. Even Hippocrates, father of medicine, advocated the use of garlic as a cleansing agent for pulmonary problems and for abdominal growths, as well as asthma, wounds, and to repel scorpions. There was a famous Roman naturalist named Pliny. He recommended garlic for ailments such as gastrointestinal disorders, animal bites, joint disease, seizures, and this is all in his book called Historia Naturalis. Now, its medical use became more extensive from the Middle Ages as digestive disorders, kidney stones, constipation relief, toothaches, colds, and flu, and it was considered one of the great aids in the plagues. During some of the plagues, doctors used to wear face masks to protect themselves from getting anything, but what they would do is they would soak rags in garlic juice and put it in the mask to protect themselves from catching disease. Many of them also used thieves' oil in this way as well. So you see, garlic has long been a staple, not just for food, but for a natural healing product that provides remarkable healing properties. Garlic is an antimicrobial and antibiotic. It contains powerful plant-based compounds called phytochemicals that have been associated with numerous protective health benefits. There's a long list of scientific health benefits of garlic, and they've been observed, researched, and reported. Here are some: fending off free radicals, reducing oxidative stress, combating systemic inflammation. It can help lower LDL cholesterol, lowering blood pressure, increasing circulation, lowering inflammation, aiding in digestion, assisting pulmonary function, supporting the body's immune system. Oh, and it also boosts the body's white blood cell response. It's incredible. By consuming garlic, you'll treat your body to not just these health benefits, but key nutrients such as manganese, vitamin B6, zinc, sulfur, iron, vitamin C, potassium, calcium, magnesium, selenium, oh, and so many more. There's an antioxidant within garlic called allicin, and allicin helps protect the cell from damage. The highest form of allicin is actually found in the raw garlic. You still get some in cooked garlic as well. Garlic is also known to help stop bleeding and reduce pain. Okay, that's not all. We are actually just getting started with the things that garlic can do. It helps reduce risk for heart disease. Substantial research has found that garlic plays a role in reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease, like heart attack and stroke, namely by lowering high blood pressure and regulating cholesterol levels, including lowering LDL, or what some people call bad cholesterol. It's not bad cholesterol in my view. It is a necessary part of cholesterol, but in the right amounts. Too much of this necessary cholesterol can cause health issues. It's important to know what role cholesterol plays in the body and where that healthy balance lies. That's definitely a good topic for another Looking for Healing talk radio show. Garlic can help nitric oxide release in the blood vessels, thus relaxing them and lowering pressure. This improvement in blood pressure can help ease the strain on the heart, making garlic a very heart-healthy choice. Garlic's antibacterial properties also make it a great choice for acne and colds. In addition to being antibacterial, it has antiseptic and antifungal properties as well, while promoting good bacteria in the body. So this is one of my favorite health benefits of garlic. It's a natural mosquito repellent. What a great reason to eat more garlic this summer. It can increase the rate of wound healing and decrease the rate of infection. I'm talking topically and internally. It can be steeped in olive oil for natural antibacterial oil. So I can give you some examples I've used before. I've made some garlic ear oil when my children were smaller and had ear infections. I'd look at their ear with an otoscope and see that they had a red inflamed ear infection. And I would take olive oil and a clove of garlic or two, cut them in half, and just simmer them in the oil. And then let it cool, strain off the oil from the garlic cloves, and I had garlic oil. I could use this topically. And on occasion, I would drop a couple drops in their ears, and I say they smelled like a pasta salad, but they felt better the next morning. And I would continue to monitor their ears and see the remarkable healing that this garlic ear oil would bring. Now, I definitely recommend, if your child or yourself has an ear infection, don't just randomly drop ear oil in there. You may want to check with your trusted health professional, but it definitely worked for us. Another remedy that I thought was really neat for warts. So I had one person come to me, and they were just a difficult time getting rid of these warts on their hands. And they took a sliver of garlic and directly put it on the skin and covered it with a Band-Aid each night. By day three, the warts had diminished by half. And by day five, they were gone, and they stayed gone. Remarkable. So the aromatic part of the garlic is what we can tell has the allicin in it. For example, it has the cardioprotective sulfur-containing compound released when garlic is cut or chewed, crushed, and that's responsible for garlic's signature aroma and flavor. There are many reasons to include eating garlic in your normal diet. You can easily find fresh garlic pretty much any time of the year in most grocery stores. And when you walk into a grocery store, you might see a few different kinds of garlic. Some are white, some are purple, some are small, some are really big. And actually, there are over 450 types of garlic. But generally, we'll see four or five in our grocery store. All have incredible benefits. Garlic crops are typically harvested over June and July, making it a really great time to buy from farmers markets if you have some local farmers markets. And garlic bulbs can generally last 8 to 10 weeks when stored correctly. Simply keep them in a cool, dark spot, like maybe a pantry, or I like to put it in a clay pot specifically for garlic. It can also be stored in the refrigerator, but I don't really recommend the freezer because it will affect the texture and the flavor. And don't worry if your garlic sprouts. It can still be used. In fact, I really like it when my garlic sprouts. This means it's fresh and alive. And often I put it directly into the soil to grow. So I get really excited when I see a little sprout on the garlic, and I take it outside and I have a space where I plant garlic and onions. They're in the same family. And I put it in the ground, and it grows this beautiful stalk up to 4 feet tall with a pom-pom-like flower cluster at the top. In order for the garlic to properly be pollinated, it needs bees and other insects to travel from flower to flower. And our bees love the garlic flowers. They're usually covered in bees. It's really, really wonderful. And all parts of the garlic plant are actually edible. And sometimes it's great to add the stalk to food like you would chives or scallions, just chop them up. And the flower makes a really pretty addition to salads or dips or anything. They're edible. You can cook them or you can just use them fresh, but I think they look really pretty fresh. If you're concerned about garlics with like garlic breath, so keep lemons handy because lemons can counteract the garlic odor. And it has added health benefits. So if you're on a date, don't be hesitant to order that dish with garlic. It's good for you. But maybe get lemon in your water or have a slice of lemon there after. And if you've noticed when you chop garlic or work with it, it stays on your hands. It smells quite strong. And for those of you that may not like that, there's a simple tip. You can just get soap and rub your hands on stainless steel. I have actually seen a product sold that looks like a bar of soap, but it's just stainless steel, and it's specifically used for removing garlic smell from your hands. Now I'm going to talk briefly about a discrepancy. It's a discrepancy over feeding garlic to dogs. So this is a little side health tip for our animals. About 15 years ago, an article came out stating that garlic and onions were harmful to dogs and horses. Well, for 20 years prior to that article, my family and I had been giving our dogs and horses powdered garlic in their feed occasionally to boost their health and resistance to illness, as well as an insect repellent, like it does in people. and it worked beautifully. Our animals lived a very, very long and very healthy lives. None experienced any negative side effects. I was really puzzled. How could this suddenly be terrible for them? So I looked deeper into this article and their so-called results. Turns out, it was funded by a big company that made flea and tick repellent chemicals to put on the animals, the kind that drop on the back of their neck, disrupting their endocrine system. Yeah, that's the one. They were simply trying to discredit natural remedies that had worked for thousands of years. Well, I was onto them. I kept reading. In the fine print of this study, it stated that the negative health implications only resulted from force feeding high amounts of garlic and onions to the animals. It was nothing they actually ate on their own. They had no negative results when animals just ate this in their feed. They had to force feed them. Well, too much of anything is going to cause you harm. Animals naturally will not overeat a toxic substance to their harm, or any regular substance that would become toxic if they had too much. So therefore, those tiny amounts of powdered garlic we use to repel fleas and ticks and to keep our animals healthy and well, perfectly safe, and was way better for their health and for our health of our animals than this chemical and this scoundrel of a company trying to discredit natural garlic. I actually went on to look further into this, and I found out that this info went so far as to make its way into vet schools. It's really interesting how even pet pharmaceuticals have a lot of power and a lot of money. I had to re-educate my vet, who was actually very thankful for the accurate information and now recommends garlic for other pet families. I even make a supplement specifically for pets to repel fleas and to protect them from viruses and bacteria and different things like that. And it has a tiny bit of garlic in it, along with other wonderful things like spirulina and biotin and bee pollen. And it is an amazing product. It's what we have fed our animals my whole life. So there you go. There's that. And I hope that you've learned something new about garlic today. It actually made me hungry for garlic. I think I'll take a quick break. Maybe I'll make some garlic bread. We'll be right back to Looking for Healing Radio.
Whether you're an independent, a Democrat, or a Republican, one thing remains true. Airborne viruses love us equally. You've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the advanced nasal solution Cofix RX. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. Did you know that doctors and nurses have been swabbing their noses with povidone iodine to protect from airborne threats like colds, flus, and pandemic-era strains for decades? Cofix RX took that idea and made a more complete nasal formula with lasting cleansing effects. Maybe you're traveling soon or going to an event. Are you concerned somebody nearby might be sick? Maybe the office or classroom stresses you out. Get yourself a bottle of Cofix RX nasal solution. Spray goodbye to colds and flus with a Cofix RX nasal solution cleanse. That's COFIXRX.com. Save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD at COFIXRX.com.
The pandemic may be over for some, but millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of toxic spike protein from COVID-19 and the vaccines. You've heard Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company discuss the harmful effects of spike protein in your body. And now they found the solution. The miracle enzyme nattokinase. Their spike support formula contains nattokinase, the most compelling and scientifically supported approach to safely clear spike protein out of the body. What's more, spike support is optimized with other all-natural, non-GMO ingredients, like dandelion root, to help prevent spike protein from binding to your cells. Everyone should take daily spike support so you can feel your best. America Out Loud listeners can go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day. yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Welcome back to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. With the 24/7, 365 talk radio signal heard worldwide, America Out Loud Talk Radio is now heard in your car, home, office, smartphones, tablets, or any device. The entire platform has been built from the ground up with a great thought and enthusiasm and a vision that stretches far into the future. Our special guest today is Christy Morell. Christy is an incredible registered dietitian, a wonderful person, and a dear friend. So thanks for joining me, Christy.
Of course. Well, happy to be here.
Well, you are definitely not, I would say, typical registered dietitian. You go way beyond that basic definition, but some people may not even know what that is. And at some point, I want you to share your website so people can go on and learn more about you. Can you share, I guess, a definition, an overview of what you do and how you do it?
Sure, absolutely.
Thanks.
So I love what I do very much. And when I take clients on, I always tell them I really take them on, because it's not just the typical questions that I think, of course, any dietitian or health professional would ask, but I really like to go in much deeper and get to know them on a personal level, because I think food is very psychologically driven. I think it stems from the way that they were raised or the beliefs that they have, maybe the beliefs that are coming from social media, which we know is running rampant right now with all different types of people have their hands in this topic, and also just, you know, their own family life and kind of what they're dealing with. Maybe they're dealing with stress or depression, and food takes on a different role for them than it would if they're not in that state.
Right.
So I think for me, it's really going deep into understanding them as a person and knowing how to then guide them. I don't believe in cookie cutter, like, nutrition advice at all.
Right, I think I saw that quote, like, I'm not going to just give you a meal plan and send you on your way, right?
Exactly. No, there's no two meal plans are the same. That's the
good,
truth.
Because no two people are the same.
Exactly. So, and then with that, I also give them accountability support, because I believe that a lot of people also know what to do, just have a hard time doing it. And so I offer accountability text support where they text me every day. Now, I've had many dietitians that I've come across over the years, and I've always said, how do you do that? Like, I've started with that. It takes so much time. It takes away from my family. And I honestly, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I love that. Like, I know it sounds, and my husband knows, my kids mm-hmm. know, but you know, I put my phone away, obviously, at meal times and,
yes.
and clearly during sessions. But that one-on-one support, daily support, is really where I can help them navigate through difficult situations and give them the advice that they need. And then I let go slowly, where it's like, you got this. You know, I don't let them depend on me, because I know that can be obviously a crutch. But in certain situations, it is really life-changing, and that's what they need to get to that next point where they feel like, okay, I really can navigate this on my own.
That's incredible. I didn't realize you did that text support. And I know for some people, mm-hmm. knowing someone is right there with you, accountability, like, oh, I have a question, I'm in the store, like, should I get this? How, you know, what's
exactly.
the product name? And that's amazing.
Yes.
You know, I do feel like as a naturopath, it's very similar, because we don't just spend 10 minutes with someone or 15 minutes and feel like we know what they need.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a big puzzle. So the person is a puzzle, and there's so many pieces, and you want to get as many of those pieces as you possibly can to look at the big picture. And then, are there pieces missing?
Exactly.
How can we fill that in? Are there pieces in crooked? How can
yep.
we straighten them out? So, and for every health issue, nutrition is that foundation. You need to start there.
Absolutely.
I feel like nutrition and detox is so huge, but coming alongside with that emotional support
mm-hmm.
is crucial, because if you don't have that emotional support
yeah.
to do all these good things, you're not going to do them
exactly
or stay with it for very long.
That's
right?
exactly right. Yes.
Yes, for sure. So I wanted to ask you, what types of people
mm-hmm.
do you see
mm-hmm.
everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, like, a niche that you do help on. But so what types of people have you helped?
So my specialty is really working with eating disorders and disordered eating. And I would say COVID is when my practice really got busy with seeing a lot of adolescents. I mean, I've seen as young as 8, sadly. And right now I see quite a few boys. I have 10-year-olds and 13-year-olds, and parents calling me after COVID when their sports shut down and they sat on the couch. They began to play video games, became depressed, eating a lot of unhealthy foods, and became overweight and having a hard time kind of readjusting. And so I love working with kids. I'm very, very careful because of my background. I don't want there to be a label. So it's right. it's just general guidelines and helping them through it. But as a parent, it can be very difficult because if you are trying to intervene with their food, as you can imagine, that can become a struggle.
For sure.
And it can actually do more harm than good, sadly. So it's a delicate conversation. I take it very seriously with these young ones and just kind of guiding them and just giving them the help that they need to start being active, to start, you know, eating well balanced. And then the parents, I mean, really, it's up to the parents to get good, healthy food
and not having... It's an education for them, too.
Exactly. So eating disorders, disordered eating, that is truly my heart and soul. I love working with those clients. And then general weight loss, I really love as well. I just feel like if you're not at a healthy weight, there's so many challenges and problems health-wise that are going to come up down the road. And
for sure.
That is obviously different for everybody because we're differently built. So I'm not saying that you have to be a specific weight, but everybody knows where their healthy weight should be.
That comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly. And that may not be the same as when you're in your 20s or 30s, but you shouldn't be so far off the beaten path where you're 40, 50 pounds heavier than you were in high school, right?
Right.
So I do think it's, you know, understanding your body and health, and that, as you know, has a lot to do with how it affects their sleep, how it affects their mood, how it affects
their work, school, their whatever.
Everything.
When you're talking about kids, I was thinking how easy that disordered eating could happen when they're away from all their social events, because a lot of time food replaces social needs.
Absolutely.
Right? So I thought, wow. And then to set that up at a young age is just setting up for failure in the future. So to get that nipped in the bud and turned around. Mm-hmm. And I do love talking to kids too, because when you're with, and obviously the parents are there in the consult, but it's wonderful to directly address them because it's their health, and give them start teaching them these tools. This is for
Absolutely.
You. This is for you. So strong as you should be, smart as you should be. And for them to know they have that. They can be empowered with that. It's really,
Absolutely.
Really cool.
I use that word all the time.
Empowered.
I love it because I'm like, you're so lucky that your parents reached out, because most kids don't have this information. And the truth is, they're not going to learn it in school. They're certainly not going to learn it in social media. They're going to actually learn negative behaviors and thoughts and beliefs around that. So it's an opportunity that they have to really educate themselves, because at the end of the day, they have to make the choice. So when they're at a birthday party, I'm like, look, like those situations are hard, right? So you have like, you're given juice at a birthday party, you're given cake at a birthday party,
oh my goodness.
And then they're left with these goodie bags full of candy. So what do you do? How do you navigate that? And so empowering them to make the choice really gives them an opportunity to feel good about them on their own, and that independence of like, okay, my mom's not around at this party, what's best
for
me?
What do I do?
Yeah.
And also not just to navigate what do I do with this, but how do I respond to my peers that are now going to give me a hard time for not eating these same things?
Yes.
So when they're empowered to know how to handle it, how to walk through it, I think that makes all the difference.
It does, absolutely. And we talk about that too, because that's something that comes up as you just hit on, which was friends that notice when you don't take everything, what's going on, why, and being able to have some conversations with them to be, empower yourself to stand up for yourself. I mean, this is what this is all about, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's wonderful.
It's good. And then those confident ones that have great results are now out there teaching and encouraging, and they become health advocates for their peers.
Mm-hmm.
So I raised my kids very healthy, natural. I was raised that way. And at some point, I remember, you know, kids would come over and like, you know, look for a soda if they'd never been to my house, right?
Right.
And they're like, oh, we don't drink that, but we have this and we have this. And they would ask why. And I usually didn't have to say a word. One of my boys or all of them would just start give the reasons why they didn't drink soda. And they're
it's
like,
amazing.
Oh, okay. And that was with, you know, all different types of food.
Right.
And I think my favorite story, it surprised me. You know, it's the first child. I'm, mm-hmm. you know, sewing into him health and nutrition, and I explained everything.
Right.
Thinking he might catch some of it. Well, mm-hmm. I was really surprised how much he actually caught. So we were at a play group. It was just, you know, everyone brings a snack, and I don't know, I brought, who knows, carrots or something.
Right.
You know? some little snack. And there's all kinds of snacks on this table, including like chocolate chip cookies. And we made cookies at home, mm-hmm. but I chose the ingredients. We did them together. So this is my youngest, and he was probably 3 or 4. So he was really young. And he looked at everything on the table, and he asked, "Can I have that cookie?" And I said, "Well, we didn't make it." And I thought, oh, this is a moment. I need to give him a choice. I can't be. So
that's right.
I said, "You can have this cookie. However, I'm not going to eat that cookie. And this is why. And mm-hmm. I don't know what's in it. We mm-hmm. didn't make it." Mm-hmm. And my concern for him was he'd never probably had a lot of the ingredients in there. And I don't know what it would do to his body. And it might be okay, but it also might ruin this lovely play date he has with his friend. So I explained all of this.
He just
nodded. And I said, "So you can make that decision." I'm like holding my breath, right? So, and he says, "Okay, thanks, Mommy." And he runs off and, you know, doesn't mess with the snacks until later. And he just chose well. And he looked at him and I just watched him and he just passed it and kept going. I thought, this is great. But then take it to a next level, which I did not expect. I heard him telling other kids not to eat the cookie.
So
like, "Oh, Jamie," he said, "Oh, you don't know what's in that. Want to be as strong and fast and smart as God intended you?" And like, "Oh, that's my
that's
boy."
Amazing.
And from that moment, he was the one. He was the one that would just step right up. And so I knew that whatever I taught him was very, very important.
Yes.
And then one other really cute kid story. Oh, we both have, thousands and thousands
exactly.
of cute kids. You've got two raised boys.
Yes.
It was a Montessori group. So we homeschooled, but we got together with Montessori groups. And different moms had turns to bring snacks. And they all knew that this is my oldest son at that time. And he was 5. Wasn't going to eat everything that may be brought. So they, you know, had these little baggies of food. Well, they were Oreo cookies in the bags. And then for Jamie, they brought pretzels or something, you know.
Yeah.
And they handed it to him like it was this big deal. Like, "Jamie, we made this special just for you because we know that, you know, that you wouldn't eat this." And he was overwhelmed. His face just lit up, and he held that little bag, and
so
he said,
cute.
Oh, my goodness, thank you so much. This is so nice." And then his face dropped, and he shook his head, and he said, "But why weren't you good to all the kids?"
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. That is such a moment.
Oh, that was such a moment. I thought, okay.
Yeah.
He gets it. He gets
mm-hmm.
it, and he still gets it today. He's a grown-up. He makes amazing health decisions for himself.
So wonderful.
And he continues to share. In fact, he's a musician and a missionary, but he recently, a year or two ago, got his certified health coach because he finds himself doing
so
health
wonderful.
Coaching all the time. He's like, "Let me make it official."
Absolutely.
Like, my goodness, I'm doing this all over the world.
Oh my gosh.
Helping people. So anyway,
yes.
That's
so wonderful. Oh no, that's such great stories. I love stories like that. But kids are so impactful. That's the thing, is like, that's why, to educate parents. I mean, they're just trying to do the best they can. I understand that. It is confusing because
I
do think the health world is confusing sometimes. I think there's one time eggs are bad, then it's good, and this is bad and good. And so, you know, but I think there just needs to be an education for parents because, like you just said, kids are sponges and they mm-hmm. are going to look to their parents. And if the parents are not taking care of themselves, then the children are not going to take care of themselves.
Right.
That's just kind of how it works. So it is an opportunity, like you said, when I meet with these young kids, to have the families involved, even the siblings, all have everybody. It's like everybody should be on this together, not just you.
We want everyone to be well.
Yes,
So do you have a couple of stories that just over the years just really stand out to you that you just remember so fondly?
Gosh.
I know you probably have many,
but
I'd love to hear some of them.
So
I'd
many.
Love for you to share.
Oh my gosh. I mean, what's fun about my job is because I've been doing this for so many years, they'll find me after years. So kids that I've worked with when they were younger, you know, like maybe 12 or 13, who mm-hmm. are now, you know, in college and will text me and just just make me cry, because they'll send me texts of like, I can't tell you how much you changed my life. And, you know, young kids who are just kind of lost, and especially with anorexia or, you know, bulimia, those are very serious disorders. And to be impactful and to know that now they are in college and free, the freedom piece is really big for me. So when they say I have peace and freedom with food in my body, that is the reason why I do what I do. Because that should be the least thing that you worry about in life. Like, right. that's not, you should be able to, you know, be free and peace of mind. And these young kids who have very serious disorders are completely...
it hijacks everything.
Everything in their life. Everything. So they don't... I remember this young girl, she's like, I can't go to the beach. And I was like, why can't you go to the beach? That's horrible. And she was like, because I hate my body. And those words, right, are just so strong.
It breaks my heart.
As just a young kid, and think about, like, you and I, when we were raised, we didn't think about that. No. We just went to the beach and had fun and play and, like... We're not thinking about how we look in our bathing suits. Right. Well, unfortunately, and I do think social media has a hand in this, and I really helped her. This was last summer, and she was like, you know what, for the first time I was able to look in the mirror.
Oh my goodness.
And not love my body, but really like it. Oh. And I was like, I'm good with that. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a good spot to be.
That's a good place to be. So I think there are so many of those stories where I've either help them get to a place where they can be even neutral with their body. You might not be able yet to really look in the mirror and be like, I love every part about myself, but I don't want you to ever look in the mirror and be just like hate your body, or right. you know. And so I think that was really impactful. And then the young kids that I've worked with who have grown up and have really just looked back and able to see and appreciate the journey that they've been on and understand, like, the help that I really was able to give them to be at peace with food and nice. Their body, and that's been really special.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, I think we are going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll come back and we'll talk about more things, because I think we have so many things that we share
yes.
to talk about and to share with others. So thanks.
Sounds
so
great.
Much.
It was Henry Wadsworth Longfellow that said, lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime and departing, leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
In 2008, people could spend an average of 12 seconds on a task without becoming distracted. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds. The digital age is narrowing our attention span. Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus, concentrate longer, and strengthen recall. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top, shoot it down. Thousands of 5-star reviews proves it works. Supercharge your brain and see the difference. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
back to Looking for Healing Talk Radio. Just a side note, all of my shows go to podcast typically a day or two after the broadcast is heard on talk radio. You can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, and iHeart Podcast, as well as many more. Be sure to subscribe, and you can rate the show on Apple Podcasts. So, welcome back. We are talking with Christy Morell, and we've been sharing stories. Mm-hmm. And there's one thing that I would really love for you to share, and that is a tip that you would give everyone, something you would tell everyone, and that's in relationship to their overall health.
Mm-hmm. Great question. So, for their overall health, I think people just have to be very aware of where they're getting their information from. That's the truth. And I think because we have more access than ever into so many different doctors, gurus, health coaches, I mean, there's just so many. And for me, I think what's most important is that you are getting it from credible sources, people who've done the research and really have a passion for what they're doing, and not just picking up information that they've got from someone else and sort of regurgitating it, right?
Right.
So that's why I'm so excited, as I know you are as well,
yes,
to have that we're both part of Gold Care Health and Wellness. And it's not just Gold Care. It is Gold Care Health and Wellness.
Absolutely.
Because Dr. Gold has such passion for the idea that everybody's health begins with wellness. And if you're not well, there are lots of complications, and that's how people get into trouble with going to the hospitals and doctors and
right.
maybe being
so
put
on. So start foundational.
Yes.
Right, we start with our foundation of health, and preventative is huge.
Huge.
So if you can do the things ahead of time, then you don't even have to worry about it.
Exactly.
So,
right. Exactly.
And then if something does happen, if you get injured or you do get sick, you can bounce back so much quicker.
Absolutely.
So, oh, it's, yes. It just makes all the difference in the world. So we'll share what Gold Care is. So this mm-hmm. is very exciting. We're both part of the wellness team, health and wellness. And within the wellness providers, mm-hmm. we have a huge variety of people and so many giftings.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Brilliant naturopaths and health coaches and dietitians. And
I just talked to a biological dentist who's also an ND, who's so excited to be part of this. And it's not just a movement of health and wellness, but it's that freedom aspect too.
Absolutely.
We've got to get away from yes. the mainstream
yes.
medical. It's just hurting people. It's not a model of well.
That's
it's,
right.
It's just a model of sick care, keeping people sick. And this is why I chose naturopathic med school over mm-hmm. allopathic, honestly, because I didn't want to get into this just system of how to manage symptoms. I wanted to get into
yes.
something where I was going to help people from the root cause.
Absolutely.
And there's so many people that swing really one way or the other in their, when it comes to their health, they go, only go medications. That's all they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm only going to do natural. I find that there is a really lovely balance, because if my arm is broken mm-hmm. and needs to be set, I'm going to want
absolutely.
Somebody who really
yes.
knows how to do that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right? If I need stitches, oh, well, I won't use that one as an example because I have learned to stitch. So.
Okay. Of course
myself.
You have.
Okay. But maybe someone else who right. doesn't want to do stitches on themselves. Like, that is really mm-hmm. important, that mm-hmm. type of medicine, the type of health and healing. So within Gold Care, we have teamed up with some of the most amazing people with every aspect of care. So on the clinical side, we have amazing doctors, MDs, PAs, mm-hmm. NPs, DOs.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And then even though it seems different, we're really a cohesive team. Then we have the integrative health practitioners, registered dietitians, naturopaths, and so much more. We even have a mental health and wellness section.
Yes, exactly.
And that's growing.
So important.
So many people mm-hmm. want to help people with their mental health. We also have
our faith classes. Yes.
So all of this care has this covering of mm-hmm. of prayer mm-hmm. and God. So want to talk about the classes that you mentioned, classes.
Yes.
We have more than just faith classes.
Of course. So I teach the nutrition classes twice a week. And one of the Thursday evening class at 7 p.m. Eastern time. I teach more of just a wellness class, and that could be how to grocery shop, how to read food labels, how to wash properly your fruits and vegetables, things like that. And then Fridays, I sort of dedicate to weight loss, healthy eating, more so just people who really are struggling with finding the right path for themselves on getting their weight to a place where they know they need to be in order to take better care of themselves.
Amazing.
And so those are the two classes. And I know we have a pharmacist who teaches de-prescribing, which is such an awesome concept. That there's so many different ways.
She's familiar with the medications and helps people who want to get off them, get off them.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly.
And we have other classes too, right?
And then we have the prayer class.
Nice.
And then we have a class on how to get away from the typical health insurance.
That's right. Get out from under that control.
Yes, yes. And there's a Gold Care Plus side to Gold Care.
Right, and Gold Care Plus is coverage for major medical. This is the things that telehealth may not be able to cover so easily. But honestly, through the telehealth, we cover so much.
So much.
Labs.
Yes.
All types of things. Imaging. Mm-hmm. It's really wonderful that the platform has been diligently created.
Yes, it really has, from the ground up.
I wanted to go back to the classes for a moment. That is
course.
A benefit that comes with being a member. Of
Correct. Yes.
All these classes at your fingertips, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
So will there be a library of classes that people can go back and look at some of the ones in the past?
Yes, there will be. So as a Gold Care member, you'll be able to access any of the classes that have been previous. And this has been going on for quite some time. So we have quite the library of different classes. And so you can listen to it, you know, in your car, leisurely, at home. Sometimes people just time-wise they don't make it to the class, so they can hear a recording of it, which is great. And it gives them some wonderful information, and then they can, you know, hopefully make even a one-on-one appointment where they can learn more just in about their own personal health journey.
Right, that's good. I even jumped on some of the classes, and the exercise class was super fun.
Oh, right.
That was really fun.
Yes.
I enjoyed that.
Absolutely.
We also have opportunities for people to, in the future, take courses to become certified as a herbologist or something like that. So I'm really looking forward to that, because I love sharing that knowledge. And then people, again, are empowered with their own health.
Absolutely. So one of the things that you mentioned about the freedom piece, and I think that's really important to note, just because I've worked with so many kids, and from a medication standpoint, I find it quite fascinating and extremely troubling that how you said, you know, this freedom aspect where, you know, a parent, let's just say, so an example of this is I've seen a lot of kids who struggle with acne, which is quote unquote common in teenage years. However, it has a lot to do with what they're eating. That's the truth.
That's true.
And their parents
are not eating
and their parents take them to doctors, and they quickly suggest, without even asking specific questions, Accutane. And I dug into this after I've had, when I take sort of a history report, too many coincidences, too many clients who've been put on Accutane who now have eating disorders. So I went and started digging, and there is actually a link between Accutane and eating disorders, as well as depression. There's some PubMed.
It's shocking.
It's shocking. And so I say that because, again, as part of Gold Care Health and Wellness, like, we're not just going to jump to the medication side.
Right.
We're going to ask questions. We're going to go dig into, well, what are you doing with your lifestyle? Are you depressed? Are you anxious? Like, what's going on first? And is there something that can combat this naturally? And I know, even doing, like, maybe it is a parasite. Maybe they do have to do some sort of a detox, and that's why it's coming out in their skin, versus giving them something that, I mean, you know that kids have to take a pregnancy, like, you can't take it unless you've had a pregnancy test taken. That should be warning number one.
So this particular medication, before the doctor can prescribe it, have them take pregnancy tests?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. If they're at an age, obviously, where they've been able to, but yes.
That's just shocking.
It's shocking. And they need their labs done on a regular basis, too.
When they're on this medication. Yes. And this is a medication that's freely given.
Right now.
Oh my goodness. The fact that a link has been discovered.
Yes.
A dangerous link. Absolutely. Should have been researched long before it was prescribed, but yeah. Now that it's discovered and it's still out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. Ooh. So it's those kinds of things that I find to be extremely troubling. And as a parent, again, like if you don't know this information, you're just sort of kind of going in blindly and just hoping that the doctors are steering you in the
just
right way.
Just happen to know what they need to know.
Yes.
But so. Unless you have a full team mm-hmm. of people that look at every angle and every aspect,
exactly.
you might just get that medication
That's
that
right.
won't be what's needed. Mm-hmm. Or just mask that symptom and the root cause is still there, which may
exactly.
come out in another way.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be on that medication for your whole life
right.
just to
right.
mask the symptom.
That's
oh my
right.
goodness, there's so much to this.
Yes.
Well, that's actually really fascinating and concerning.
Mm-hmm.
We would handle acne obviously differently, as well as like any topic that anyone comes to us with.
Correct. Yes. So it's
the diet, right?
Right. And that's what I love too about the Gold Care health and wellness platform is it's not just for older people. It's for families. It's for kids. It's
right.
like knowing what to do with your child when he has certain rashes or, you know, and I think we've all learned through the last 2 years, like, you know, we need to educate ourselves and we need to ask questions, and we can't just, you know, oh, it's this, therefore I do this medicine. And I
right.
think that's what I've learned a lot as well over the last 2 years of you better just stop first and
right.
do your own digging before you just
jump into
into
anything.
And that's
part of what we can do too. We do the digging. We're
right.
already doing that.
That's right.
That hard work. All the time,
mm-hmm.
constantly reading, researching what's new, what's out there,
exactly.
what can help people. And I love it because there's so many different types of health and wellness. There's so many different types of people. We need to be prepared for every person. We have an interesting case
mm-hmm.
now, and there's so many layers to it.
Yes, there
but
is.
There's so many of us on it
mm-hmm.
helping, you know, with each layer one at a time, so we can very carefully, systematically,
yes.
but wholly help this person,
right.
educate them
that's
so
right.
they can get well
mm-hmm.
and the body can do what
mm-hmm.
it does.
And so. That's what's so fun about this is that we're working as a team with all different types of backgrounds, expertise, though it's not just one way, and we all come at it from different experiences and expertise. So to be able to really help a person, an individual, in
it's
that
so
comprehensive
fulfilling.
Way. It's
such
incredible.
An honor. It's
mm-hmm.
really an honor. And we're teaching each other.
Yes.
This
I'm learning so much.
Wonderful. Whenever we get together, it's like, oh, did
yes.
you hear this? Oh, have you heard this? Like, it's
exactly.
really exciting. And it's not just the two of us. It's
right.
everyone.
Everyone.
We even have opportunities for providers to teach each other
mm-hmm.
on a Zoom type class. It's our own platform. But
right.
And then we invite members to that too.
Yes.
So if members want to yeah. hop on and listen to what the providers are teaching each other, it's open. So that's another
Which
huge
is amazing.
Benefit. I've
yes.
gotten a lot of really good feedback, how much
mm-hmm.
they enjoyed hearing it from a scientific point of view.
That's
so.
Wonderful.
Well, thank
That's great.
You.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you
of
for
course.
Everything.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Do. And I'm so looking forward to the future. I
yes.
feel like the future is bright for health and wellness.
Really is. Yeah, no, I'm excited. And thank you for sharing this information and getting
yep.
it out there.
Awesome.
It's important.
Oh, can you tell people where to find you?
Yes, it's just...
Do you have two different places?
Well, just... You mean on my...
On your website and through Gold Care.
Oh, yes, of course. So, goldcare.com. So you can find me at kristymorellrd.com, and that's K-R-I-S-T-Y... MORRELL, and then just the letters RD.com or goldcare.com.
Perfect. Yes.
Yeah.
And they can find me as well through Gold Care and janasallnatural.com. A big thank you again to Kristy Morell, wife, mother, registered dietitian, and a dear, wonderful friend. Such great information that she shares with us about her heart for health and wellness, and the importance of a solid foundation in nutrition and lifestyle for sound minds and healthy bodies. Remember, wellness is not just what you eat or drink. It is also greatly impacted by exercise, detoxing the body, removing environmental toxins, sleeping well, reducing Wi-Fi exposure, and reducing stress. All these can contribute to your overall wellness. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention another impact for your overall health and wellness is the company you keep. It's very important to surround yourself with people that bring you joy, and you can bring joy to as well. People that support and encourage and uplift you, and you do the same for them. Negative people and toxic relationships can definitely have a harmful impact on your overall health and wellness. So choose those people who are around you carefully, choose wisely, and choose joy. But I won't overlook the fact that sometimes there are people in our lives who are negative that we cannot avoid, and we need to interact with them. I encourage you to stay positive, stay joyful, stay focused. Maybe it'll rub off on them. And if it doesn't, that's okay, because you have your focus and you can do many things to help you de-stress, such as stretching, yoga, getting sunshine, good sleep, and whenever you can, surround yourself by people that you love and love you. Thanks again for joining me today. Be sure to catch each episode of Looking for Healing Talk Radio Monday with Dr. Brian Artis as your host. Tuesday with Nicola Burnett as your host. Wednesday is Dr. Henry Ely as your host. Thursday with me, Dr. Jana Schmidt, as your host. And on Friday, very special Fridays at 11 a.m., we all come together to discuss current health topics and take questions from you. To submit those questions for discussion on our Friday show, go to americaoutloud.com. Under shows, you'll see Looking for Healing. Click there, and then when you scroll down, you'll see a place to submit health questions for us to discuss. I'd like to thank one of our sponsors, Global Healing. You can find them at globalhealing.com. They have some amazing products and a great variety. One product I'd like to highlight is liquid vitamin B12. It's a natural energy boost in an organic vegan formula. B12 is very important. It's a vital nutrient that supports normal energy levels, cardiovascular health, and the nervous system. And they have created an organic triple activated vitamin B12 supplement that provides organic nutritional support to meet your needs. It contains energized trace minerals for amplified bioavailability, and it comes in two sizes, a 30-day supply or a 60-day supply. Again, you can find them at globalhealing.com. I would like to also mention that there is a very special exclusive offer at americaoutloud.shop. There you can put in the promo code OUTLOUD. 15% discount for these Global Healing products. You'll be amazed, and I know you'll love it. And remember, America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on the iHeartRadio network. You can also listen on your media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, and Alexa, where we stream 24/7. And now you can also hear them on the podcast with those same apps. The apps are free. The mission is priceless. This is Dr. Jana Schmidt, wishing you God's blessings in knowledge, wisdom, and abundant health. We look forward to seeing you every weekday at 11 a.m. on Looking for Healing Talk Radio on America Out Loud. Blessings.